This is Aeneid, Book 2, starting with line 598, with the word quos. Quos here is really used more like eos, and it's going with the quercum eos omnes. All right, so start with undique on all sides, graeae achies, Greek battle lines, Greek armies, errant, wonder, quercum quos omnes, around them all, et ni, and unless, or that could be an if not, mea cura resistat, and if my care does not stop them, meaning the Greek armies, iam flammae tulerint, already the flames would have taken them, would have carried them away, the them being Anchises, Creus, and Ascanius. Inimicus et hauserit anus, and the hostile sword would have drained them. Okay, so if I hadn't kept this from happening, they would have already been found, they would have already been killed. Non tibi. Okay, so not for you. And so basically this is not, should not be your thought. That facies invisa, that the hated face of Tyndaridas Lacinae of Spartan Helen, culpatus, was to blame. And then again, you've got non culpatus ve Paris, nor is Paris to be blamed. So the hated face, the hated appearance of Spartan Helen is not to be blamed by you, nor is Paris to be blamed. Divum inclementia, divum, the harshness of the gods, of the gods. She repeats it twice to make sure, of the gods. Evertit. Has destroyed this power, has opes, and sternit que, and lays Troy low, a culmine, from its peak. And so this is basically, it's pushed Troy from its height. And so what's to blame? Not Paris, not Helen, the inclementia divum, the harshness of the gods. Aspice, look. Namque omnem nubem eribium. You gotta kind of skip around. The omnem there goes down all the way to nubem, which is on 606. And your subject is I, the eribium. For I will rip away all the cloud. Quae nunc obducti tuinti, which now drawn over watching. Okay. Hebetat, dulls, dims, weakens, mortali visus tibi, the mortal vision for you. And so you've got this cloud over your eyes that's dimming your ability to see what's really going on. Et umida quercum caligat, and darkens the moistness around. Tu ne teme, don't fear, qua usa parentis, any orders of your parent, in this case of your mother. Ne recusa parare, nor refuse to obey, praeceptis, her instructions, her pieces of advice, her orders. Okay. And that praeceptis there is actually a dative because of the verb to obey. Do not refuse to be obedient to her orders. Okay, so stopping right there and going back to the beginning. So on all sides, Greek armies wander around them all. And if my care, if my protection does not stop them, already the flames would have carried them away, and the hostile sword would have drained them. The hated face of Spartan Helen is not to be blamed by you, nor is Paris to be blamed. The cruelty, the harshness of the gods, destroyed this power and lays Troy low from its peak. Look, or behold, for I will rip away all the cloud which now drawn over you, watching Tuinti, dims your mortal vision and darkens the moist things around. Do not fear any directions, any orders of your mother, nor refuse to obey her instructions. Okay, so this is where, at this point, we've just come out of the Helen episode where he's raging at Helen and thinking that it's all her fault. But in the next portion, from 608 till 620, she actually shows him who is the real cause behind the destruction.